Welcome to the New Home Buyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. In this new podcast series, we will explore the trials and tribulations of acquiring your own home. We'll do this by talking to a series of expert professionals who will be answering the questions most often asked by you, the home buyer. My name is Dave Harris, and in this episode, we're going to be focusing on that first-time buyer experience. What can you expect? What are the likely obstacles and traps? And we'll hopefully be showing you that it's a lot easier than you might think. So alongside me, I have three home buying experts to guide us through the process and hopefully demystify it for first-time buyers. Felicity Barnett is a national account manager at The Mortgage Brain, a Southwest-based mortgage brokerage with over 30 years of mortgage broking experience. Kieran Gibbons is a conveyancing executive at Risdon Hosegood Solicitors and has many years of experience on the legal process of home buying. And Elise Roberts is a sales advisor for David Wilson Homes and has helped many first-time buyers achieve their dreams of home ownership. Thank you all for joining me. Elise, I'm going to start with you because obviously for many people, you're likely to be the first point of contact if you're a first-time buyer because you're there at the front line showing people homes, advising them, you know, how they might acquire one and that sort of thing. What's that experience like for them?
So hopefully it's a really informative experience. You can arrive, we'll get you a tea and coffee and we can sit you down and just explain the process and let you know everything that we do have available. You can book an appointment with us beforehand. You can do that via our website, or you can just pop in and see us whenever you'd like and we can have a conversation.
Now, the other member of our distinguished panel here who may often be a first point of contact for a new home buyer is Felicity Barnett, because Felicity, you're a mortgage broker and presumably some people do ring you up or come and see you and say, I want to buy a house, what can I afford? Is that an experience you get quite often?
Not as often as we'd like, is the honest answer. People tend to buy property backwards, so they find something, fall in love, and then find out if they can afford it, when actually it's sometimes better to have an established understanding as to what's within your price range and then allow you to go shopping. So it depends on the individual. It can vary massively, but I would encourage buyers, so that they don't get disappointed, to find out first what their maximum purchase price would be and then go shopping, if you like, to within that budget and know exactly what they can kind of afford.
And before we discuss this in more detail, I just also want to introduce Kieran to you. Kieran, you're on the legal side of this, so presumably it would be unusual for somebody to come to you as a first point of contact as a first-time buyer, but presumably the legal side of the whole thing is very important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I guess our job as legal professions is to ensure that buyers, and particularly first-time buyers, are aware that they know what they're buying. They know what rights they have over the property, and indeed what perhaps, you know, restrictive covenants they might have associated with the property.
Yeah, and we'll talk about what a restrictive covenant is a bit later, because that sounds quite scary. And as indeed does a lot of the process of buying a house. I certainly remember my own experience of doing it many years ago and finding it fairly terrifying, but people like yourselves made that process a lot easier. So let's talk a little bit now about that business of the loan, if you like, the affordability. So Felicity, you mentioned already that, you know, in an ideal world, people would come to somebody like you first to find out what they can afford. But tell me what it's like when they first make contact with you. You know, what's that experience like for a first-time buyer? I mean, is seeing a mortgage broker, is that something they should be slightly scared about because, you know, because they're going to find out what they can afford and, you know, and all those sorts of things?
I mean, you can look at it in two ways. Yeah, it can be deemed very scary as a first appointment. It's the first time you're probably going to be having a discussion with another person about all of your income and your outgoings, and the culture that we grow up in is very much you don't really share that information with everyone. It's very personal, but without that we can't establish what you can borrow. The reality is, though, it's a very exciting moment because it is the first step that you take to find out about your own home ownership, and it's a very exciting moment. What I will say is just be really honest with your mortgage advisor. We're not there to stop you or prevent you from doing something. We want to make sure that you get exactly what it is that you hope to, and we'll get you as close to it as possible. But you do need to be very honest about your situation. So what we will do with you is we'll ask you about your income, and that breakdown of income. And then we'll also go through any of your outgoings, your committed outgoings, such as credit card payments, loans, cars on finance, and if you're paying out any school fees or anything along those lines, major commitments. That will then allow us a baseline to establish what that maximum borrowing will look like. So we'll have a good figure in mind as to what will work with that. Within that conversation, we'll also discuss with you your deposit, how much you've currently saved, if you need any more, or if perhaps we still need to work toward that and get you to that goal of what you're looking for. Again, it sounds such a detailed conversation, and it is, but we'll guide you through this. If for any reason your deposit is quite low or that your earnings aren't quite there, we'll also discuss with you all the different affordable schemes that are out there with lenders to see if any of those suit your needs. The idea is that we work collaboratively to try and find you the right mortgage option for you. It's not a one size fits all. What your best friend may have got from their lender might be very, very different to what's arranged for yourself. All I'll say is, as best advice would be very honest, tell us everything about yourself, and we will work together to try and find that right solution. Just to kind of strengthen to that, which may seem very scary, and this is the word that everyone is petrified of, is we are going to hopefully run a credit check on you. And that for most people is the scariest thing they've ever heard. But don't be scared. So what we'll do in order to run that credit check is ask you for evidence of your income. The reason that's really important is the honest answer is that most people don't understand what their income is made up of. So they'll have a baseline salary and then they'll have a little bit of overtime maybe or a car allowance. It's really important that we understand how that income is made up and established, because that will depend on the lender as to what they'll use of it. Within that, we also ask you for just a copy of your ID, and that's mostly because of spelling errors. It's very important we get the right person and we're credit checking the right person. So we ask for income and your ID. And then what we do is we run something called a soft credit check, and we do that with a lender. That means it will not affect your credit file. So in no way, shape or form, it will be a derogatory mark against you. So it's nothing to be afraid of. But what it will give you as a buyer is complete security that not only have you told us the right income, we know that we're credit checking the right person, but it's with a lender. So we now know that as long as everything that you've told us is right, you can genuinely go and get that mortgage and feel comfortable when you're talking to site about the property that you're looking at, that it's a really achievable option for you.
So let me move back to Elise now and ask you, Elise, you know, if somebody comes to site, I mean, you've already said about how you can help and give a bit of advice and that sort of thing, and hopefully hold people's hands a bit if they're first time buyers and don't know anything about the process. But let's assume for a second they've already seen somebody like Felicity, so they have an idea about affordability and that sort of thing, and they come to you, they come to a site where they're interested in buying a new build. What is that process then for you? Are you able to do things for them in a way that you wouldn't be able to if they were simply buying a used home?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have managed to speak to a company like the Mortgage Brain beforehand, before coming in, then that's absolutely great, because it does give us an overview of affordability. So when we are showing you all the different homes that we have available, we can tailor it to the sort of price range that you're looking at, rather than, you know, showing you we might have between 10 and 15 different house types. We do have schemes available at the moment. We've got Deposit Unlock, which again we would send you to the Mortgage Brain to discuss. There's lots of different options, 5% mortgages, so you only need a 5% deposit, which I think is really helpful at the moment. And then there's also parent guarantor mortgages, so you can get that higher affordability as well. So if you don't come in and see us, then, you know, there's no way of knowing about all those different options.
And I should say that as at the time of recording, we're in the early part of November 2022, and obviously those schemes develop and change over time, so you need to get bang up to date, but these are the schemes that are available as we record today.
Yes, absolutely, and we can let you know the schemes that we have available at that time whenever anybody wants to come in and see us and have that chat.
So Elise, what about if a first-time buyer comes to you and they want help finding a conveyancer or a mortgage broker?
Absolutely. We do have conveyancers and mortgage brokers that we do use regularly, and we're more than happy to put you in touch with them. Alternatively, if you do have a mortgage broker or conveyancer in mind, that's absolutely fine for you to go your own way as well.
I want to talk now a little bit about the legal side, if I may, Kieran, because we're sort of going down this road of a first-time buyer. You know, we've sorted the mortgage, we've found a place that we want, and then the dreaded word conveyancing comes up. Now, that's a word which used to strike fear into me when I was a first-time buyer. So sum up what conveyancing is and why it matters.
Well, I guess in a nutshell, conveyancing is really ensuring that buyers are aware of what they're buying. I mean, there's various rights and restrictive covenants relating to home ownership, and our job is to make sure buyers know what they're getting into.
And we did talk about restrictive covenants briefly at the beginning. So I wonder whether we could just cover that very quickly now. A restrictive covenant, that's something like stopping people having a steel bashing business in the back garden next to yours, that sort of thing. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, essentially, that's it. Most new build estates will have restrictive covenants within the contract documentation relating to buying to a house. They are there for the benefit of the wider estate. Essentially, they're in place for a good reason.
So one shouldn't be afraid of a restricted covenant. They're generally there to protect you as the buyer.
Exactly, yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about the process now, having got an agreement for a mortgage. I know at least people need to then reserve the property if it's a new build site, which presumably means that they are committing themselves to it. So what does reserving the property actually mean in practice?
So reserving the property is taking it off the market while you head towards the process of exchanging contracts with us. It's £500, and that is refundable when you pay your deposit. That £500 actually comes off that, so it doesn't disappear anywhere. At point of reservation, we go through the whole exchange process with you, so you will really understand everything that you do need to do. We give you documents on it as well. And then once you leave us after going through the reservation, we actually guide you as well. So we'll touch base with you, we'll make those phone calls, we'll check that you are instructing your solicitor, is there anything that you need us to help with there, and just we're really there to hold your hands. We've all been first-time buyers ourselves, so we know exactly what you're going through on both sides.
And talk to me about timescale a little bit. I mean, I know these things are probably variable, but you know, how long does it take? You know, once you've made the decision and you reserve your property, how soon could you expect to be moving in? Or are there so many factors that affect that it's difficult to say?
I mean, it depends on the stage of the home when you reserve it. So you can reserve a house from the point of foundations going in the home. And, you know, that can take around 9 months to build at the moment. Or you can reserve a house when it's a little bit further along the process. So we will keep you updated. Once you've reserved, we get in contact with you. We make sure that we do stay in contact with you for that whole time. Every 2 weeks, we will give you an update of your new home, so we'll let you know that, you know, the windows and the doors have now gone in and the boilers and the radiators have been fit, and just to really keep you involved in it. If you've got any questions for us as well, that's a great opportunity to ask them.
And can the buyer come along and sort of see the work in progress? You know,
absolutely, yes. So when you reserve your home, you'll be taken to the plot and you can go on site. So we dress you up as builders, we put full PPE on you, and take you around the site, and so you've got a real good feel for what you're buying. And then we do what's called a pre-plaster visit as well, so that's when the roofer's got on the property and before we're plastering the home, so you can see where all the wiring and plumbing is. This is also your opportunity where you'll meet the site manager, so you've got the opportunity to ask any construction related questions. And then we do another visit as well just before you move in, which is a new home tour, so you actually get a guided tour with the site manager and a member of the sales team, and we show you best how to run and maintain the house. There's lots of slight differences with the new builds and the eco efficiency. We'll run through that all with you, so you really understand what you're buying.
Brilliant. It all sounds very exciting. Kieran, tell me about exchange and completion.
Once we've got signed contracts back from the client and we've got the okay from the lender, we get to a point of exchange of contracts. And exchange of contracts, I have to say, getting there is the tough part, although we try and make it as smooth as possible. Exchange of contracts is where both parties, if you like, so Barrett or David Wilson and buyer, are locked in to purchasing the property.
And completion then happens sometime after that, and that's where the home becomes yours.
Absolutely, yes. So often with buying from a developer, you buy off plan, and on exchange of contracts, you might not necessarily get what's called a fixed completion date, i.e., a date when you know you're going to move in. Barrett, David Wilson Homes, they'll have their own solicitors, and they provide what's called the anticipated legal completion date. and we'll do what's called an exchange on notice, where basically we advise buyers of the anticipated legal completion date, and depending on the stage of the build, i.e. it's typically whether it's weatherproof or not, so roof on, watertight, there could be a termination. So if it's weatherproof, it's likely to be a shorter kind of completion window, typically 2 months if it's a house, and if it's not weatherproof, you're looking at potentially a 6-month window for completion there. And every developer will have a similar clause, and it's there to kind of protect developer in the case of unlikely adverse weather conditions which might affect build or building material shortages, things like that.
So we've been through this process of reserving our house, we've got our mortgage, we've gone through exchange and completion, and we finally get to moving in day, which is obviously going to be the most exciting part. We get the keys, we move in. So Elise, is that the end of the process then, as far as the buyer is concerned?
No, not at all. So you do get a chance to snag the home before you actually move in now. Now, what that means is finding any imperfections to the home that you may find. We try and close down all of the snags before you actually complete and move into your property. However, there's always little ones that we may miss. And so you get the opportunity to have a look around yourself. And then once you've moved in, we keep in touch with you. We do have an assistant site manager on the development that will be dedicated to looking after you. We also have a dedicated customer care team that's there to look after you.
Okay, so that's the on-the-ground help that you get after you move in. But from a legal point of view, Kieran, are there sort of protections in place that can reassure a first-time buyer?
Absolutely, yeah. So generally when you buy a new build, there's a warranty in place which kind of protects buyers with any kind of structural defects down the line, and it's a conveyancer's job to ensure that that warranty is activated.
And Felicity, tell me about the aftercare, if you like, the protection available for somebody who's taken out this very large mortgage that they might need to buy their house. What sort of safeguards are in place there for them?
Yeah, so we'll have a conversation with you when we're doing your mortgage application about how you can protect it long term. It's always very interesting to me that people understand that they wish to insure their phone or their pet, but not necessarily themselves. So we'll have a conversation with you about how best to protect yourself in the event of you being unable to work or in the worst case scenario, being ill long term. We'll have that conversation and factor that into your monthly costs so you're fully aware from the outset. And then it's our responsibility to make sure that that's in place and live and running for when you complete on your property.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. You've been absolutely a font of information, all three of you. You've been listening to the New Home Buyers Podcast, brought to you by Barrett Homes and David Wilson Homes. I'm Dave Harris, and I've been talking to mortgage broker Felicity Barnett, who you just heard from then. She's from the Mortgage Brain. I've also been talking to Kieran Gibbons, property conveyance executive at Risdon Hosegood, and Elise Roberts, who's a sales advisor for David Wilson Homes. If you're thinking of buying a new home, then it's very easy. Just simply pop into the development you're interested in, and one of the sales team who are there will make you very welcome. If you're not quite sure what and where you want to buy, but you want to find out what you can afford, then contact a mortgage broker directly. Why not check out our podcast page at www.newhomebuyers.podbean.com, where you can find all sorts of useful information and listen to our other podcasts in the New Home Buyers podcast series. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If so, please share it with your family and friends if you think they'd find it useful too. Join us for another episode soon, but in the meantime, happy house hunting and thanks for listening.